basically sued. This morning's word of God to nurture, to strengthen, to guide us is from the gospel lesson, from the gospel according to St. John. And I want you to hear these words once more, just a few words. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about the lives that you are living, that you live here in the world. And you may have heard instruction, expect the unexpected. We hear that as we approach winter that has not come yet, but be prepared to expect the unexpected. The rain that turns to ice and then snow on that frozen element. Expect the unexpected. A number of years ago, I don't remember the exact date, but we were headed up to the Twin Cities from Mapleton, Iowa, for Thanksgiving, on Thanksgiving morning. We had Thanksgiving Eve service in Mapleton, and so we rose early because we knew that we had 6 hours to travel, and it started flurrying. Karen will probably tell the story a lot better, but it was misting, and by the time we got to Mason City, Iowa, it was sleeting and snowing and slippery, and people were slowing down. All of a sudden, out of the corner of our eye, we saw this big SUV come through the median and then went back down. We thought that God was going to call us home. Expect the unexpected. I want you to think about how much that means in our lives to expect the unexpected. So we buy this new camper a couple years ago. Our first long trip was to northern Wisconsin, so we could view the leaves as they turned color. And we were just east of Durand, Wisconsin. And the tire blows from the camper. Brand new camper tire blows. Expect the unexpected. That's what happens in all of our lives, is to expect the unexpected, because anything can happen in this life. From life, birth, till death, anything can happen. Expect the unexpected. It's really amazing when we think about it. And here now is John. John's out in the wilderness. And a little while later, in John there, it says, and he was dressed with camel hair. He ate locusts and honey. This guy is weird. Oh, he's weird. But expect the unexpected here. Because he's got Jesus' gospel. He knows that he's going to be the forerunner. He knows that he's coming before the one who will bring life to everyone. And he says to those people who are coming out, expect the unexpected. And all of a sudden, the Pharisees start coming out too. They want to see this thing that John is doing. And they want to level it to him, that you're supposed to stop doing this. But what happens? They think they think to themselves, if we ask him what's going on here, he might even say to us, have you read the scriptures? Expect the unexpected here. But they don't. They just say, who are you? Who are you? They want to be identified. They want John to identify himself and what gives him authority to do what he's doing. And what is he doing? He's baptizing. He's baptizing people for repentance, who are repenting from their sin. And he's bringing them into the kingdom of God. And he says, you got to expect the unexpected here. Because this is a gift. This is a gift from God. And given undeserved people this blessed gift. I want you to think about your life. And I want you to think about the greatest gift that you have been given. All when we were kids, we thought, gee, you know, I've got this helmet, this pilot's helmet, and you could put it on, and it's got a speaker, so you can talk through that, and you can communicate with, oh boy, was that nice? Was that good? That's the greatest gift. And you think, whatever kind of gift that you've been given that you elevate to the greatest gift, it doesn't compare with the gift that God gives you, the gift of baptism and bringing you into his kingdom and declaring that you are his child. That's the greatest gift. And here, John the Baptist is giving all these people the greatest gift. The gift of forgiveness through repentance and declaring that these people are God's beloved children. This is expect the unexpected. And I want you to think about what God gives you. The gift of eternal life. Come up, you take the body and the blood of Christ. There, you are being encouraged in your life. And there, Jesus is saying, you're mine. Jesus is saying, you have eternal life. Jesus is saying, your sins are forgiven. Jesus is saying, you are mine. What a great gift this is that God gives to each and every one of us. We're to expect the unexpected. We're to expect everything that there is in our life. Thinking back in my ministry, there were a couple times that I had to make a death call. I asked this to both circuits as we met. I said, have you ever had to make a death call? I said, no. They didn't have to make a death call. Got a phone call about 3 o'clock in the morning. A daughter of one of the members had died. You see, the spouses were separated. Actually, the wife had remarried, the husband did not. And so I had to go to the father's house and announce to him that his daughter had died. That was the most difficult call that I had to make. But you know, I didn't expect the unexpected. He opened up the door. And he knew right away when he saw me that something happened to his daughter. And I had to announce to him that his daughter had died. I saw tears, but I saw also the joy to expect the unexpected. And he said, he breathed he had a deep breath and he said, "Now I can live. And I can live knowing that she's with the Lord." I didn't expect that. The Lord tells us to expect the unexpected. And he tells us to expect the unexpected because the powerful message is Jesus died. But then he rose again. They didn't expect that. The disciples didn't expect that. People living during that time didn't expect that because they saw the Christ on the cross. They saw him bleed and die. They didn't expect him to rise again. But you and I have that gospel. We have the good news to expect the unexpected, that the unexpected was his resurrection to give life eternal and the forgiveness of sins. This is our life. And now we are powerful disciples. We're powerful witnesses of this eternal life that we are given. That we are powerful witnesses of the forgiveness of sins that we have. This is the life that we are given. To expect the unexpected, that God would bless us where we are with all of his gifts, but more precious, the gift of eternal life and forgiveness of sins in Christ. In Christ's holy name, amen.